Sins from the daylight, from the daylight, running from the daylight, from the daylight, running from the daylight. Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, we're back doing the usual thing. We got a bunch of songs ready for you. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, the Clubhouse organization is funded to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, and we're brought to you on radio by Waveform. And, yeah, they're all a bunch of lovely people, and this is our show. We're pretty much like a drop-in center, and if you don't know what that is, it's a community center, pretty much. Just, like, different legal definitions, but, like, you can just come and chill and vibe. It's a bunch of youth. We have, like, food free for everybody, that type of stuff. But,
We're W people. I promise we're W people. Like,
we do field trips. If you do field trips, you either have to be over 18 or under 18 with parents' consent. We have, like, permission slips, like, from school, so. Yeah.
So, my question real fast, right? Real fast, mm-hmm. Okay, so, before we go into the local news and all that, we should do a fetch up.
A fit check.
Okay, so I think, honestly, look.
I'm sorry. You know I love my fit. I'm going to give your fit today, just because you pointed it out to me earlier, that, like, you have a theme of, like, the flowers and, like, the trees and stuff and the clouds. I'm going to give that a 9. I'm going to give 9.5. Pretty close to a 10. Just because the theme is really close to nature. And then I think if your hair, if we count your hair, that's kind of like it. No. I was thinking more like those petals, like pink petals.
Rose petals.
Yeah, rose petals. No, aren't rose petals red?
Yeah, you're thinking of cherry blossoms.
Yeah. Cherry blossoms.
I like cherry blossom trees.
I like cherry blossoms too. Cherry blossoms are cool. Oh, I should get a tattoo of cherry blossoms. We should get a tattoo. Would you ever get a tattoo of a cherry blossom?
Mayhaps. There's a lot that I think of that I want to get, but there's a lot that I don't know to.
Like your rebuttal one, like you're like,
I think I want a bunch of small tattoos.
Yeah.
Like a Dragon Ball would be a perfect tattoo. I've said this before, but I want a heart on my middle finger.
I want to get a Dragon Ball behind my ear.
Like where the JoJo birthmark is?
Yeah.
That's
no,
cool.
That's on the shoulder, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like that's like right here?
Mm-hmm. I would get that as a tattoo.
Too. Yeah, that too.
A lot of people have that, but I don't
really?
Know. Yeah.
I would... What's a good one?
I mean, like, all tattoos are subjective, whatever.
Yeah,
it's,
but,
it's
like,
in your heart.
Put a Dragon Ball on your chest.
That? Mysteries about with a great energy.
Energy.
Foes all around. But we will go fearless and free. But yeah, we will be right back after the news. This is Clubhouse Radio, everybody. Amazing. God.
We'll be back.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. CBS News reports that the U.S. Senate passed a continuing resolution 68-13 on January 16th, with Democrats leading efforts to avoid a government shutdown. The House, led by Republicans, has not made as much progress on passing continuing resolutions extending government funding deadlines to March 1st and March 8th to give both chambers time to approve long-term funding. The U.S. government will run out of money at the end of the week. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, the leading Democrat, said they want funds for Ukraine and Israel to fight wars, while House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke about funding for border security.
At stake is the security of our country, the survival of our friends in Ukraine, the safety of our friends in Israel, and nothing less than the future of Western democracy.
We understand that all these things are important, but we must insist that the border be the top priority. I think we have some consensus around that table. Everyone understands the urgency of that, and we're going to continue to press for it.
Read more about this story at CBS News. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that the Catskill School District wants input on future plans at a community forum at 6 p.m. on January 18th in the school library. The meeting is especially for community members that do not have children in the district or parents who cannot attend the parent forum that is part of the planning process for the district's long-range strategic plan. There's also a parent forum at 5 p.m. January 24th in the Catskill High School Library before the Board of Education meeting. Dr. Dan Wilson, Superintendent of Schools, said, and I quote, "I am delighted to share with you an exciting initiative that will shape the future of our school district. The creation of a long-range strategic plan in collaboration with the Capital Area School Development Association," end quote. Students will get to weigh in at the meeting on January 31st. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. WNYT reports that the group New Yorkers for a Fair Economy Coalition have the Amazon warehouse in Skodak at the top of a new list of the most dangerous in New York State. The Amazon warehouse in Skodak in Rensselaer County had an injury rate of nearly 19 per 100 workers, or nearly one injury for every 5 workers, according to the group. That would be 165 workers with a serious injury in a single year. Neighbors filed an Article 78 lawsuit against the warehouse in 2019 before it opened, and employees unsuccessfully attempted to unionize last year, with the union organizer saying she received an intimidating call about the warehouse. Read more about this story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 19th. Local early morning temperatures range from 8 degrees in Steventown to 18 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 33. We are getting snow today. It should fall all day long. An inch should accumulate by dark. 2 inches up in the hills. We get a high of 25 degrees at 1 p.m. After dark, the snow tapers off, coming to an end by 11. We get a low of 12 degrees. Watch out for those pipes. Tomorrow will be pretty windy with a high of 19 degrees, making conditions relatively dangerous if you are not properly protected. 11 degrees overnight takes us into a slightly better but still bitter cold Sunday with a high of 24. Overnight, the temperature bottoms out at 10 degrees before we get a Monday with a high of 34. And that's it. Winter is over. Next week is going to be above freezing. Sunset today will be at 4:38 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:15 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be average at 449 kilometers per second with an average density of 6 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 113. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
They speak in these two-word sentences. I'm saying too much, but you know how it gets out here. No winter cold could keep out all the cold of your atmosphere. You once sang retrograde, we'd shake the frame of your car. Now I know your name, but not who you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my love. I'm still out here with the pills and the dogs. If you need me, dear, I'm the same as I was. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all.
Parents slept, and I
I looked so confident, babe, I swear I was scared to death. My hands gripped the wheel, I smiled stupid the whole way home. And those five words in my head, you said I'll never let
everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And today, if you don't know who we are Clubhouse. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we're pretty much a series of drop-in centers, and that's like another term for a community center.
Yeah.
Funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, and we are brought to you on radio by Wave Farm. You can look them up at wavefarm.org. They're great people. And, you know, if you're walking around in town, you might be seeing in your local shops, like, or local, like, community centers, a sign that says WGXC or a sign that says Wave Farm.
And we have bumper stickers, yeah.
Yeah, like, even on cars.
Yeah, I'm wearing.
And they bring the town a bunch of organizations, radio stations for you. And that's pretty much what we are. And
today they're really a walking vibe.
Yeah. We got a bunch of songs. I almost said a bunch of shows for you. But yeah, we're going in.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you pick the first one.
Am I picking random this time? Or
you can pick by the interest of your title.
Oh, so I already know what I'm going for.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, I want to know what that is. Like,
It's not what you think.
It's not.
It's not what you think, but it's not bad.
If it's by the... Okay, look. My expectations are high because if it's by the woman who made...
I would never fall in love again.
If it's by her, I have very high expectations just because I like that song so much. Mm-hmm. And I've heard a little bit of her other songs, but nothing crazy.
I feel like you'll like it, but it's not the expectation. It's not like the type of song you're going to think it is.
Is it like pop or like country?
We'll see. Well, it's kind of like pop, but we'll see. Like, like the vibe it gives off, like the feeling it makes you feel.
All right, now the real question is, do you want to stay on air and I commentate over it?
Okay,
so we're going to stay on, and I'm going to commentate on it, okay?
Okay. Let's see.
I bet if we kissed it would be bad.
Hold on, wait. I wasn't prepared for it.
Right?
Like, I wasn't prepared for it.
It's not the type of thing, right? You think?
It definitely wasn't the, like, I thought, like, she was about to be, like, awesome country, right?
Like Spider-Man saving the day.
I gotta rewind this. I'm not gonna lie. I may pause between it.
Go for it,
like,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Such a good song.
Right back. 3, 2, 1. I may pause between it.
I've just been, like, doing a deep dive in her music.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, the lyrics. Ooh! There you go, so good.
I bet my hand fits right in your hand.
That's...
We could share popcorn at the movies. Watch the brand new Spider-Man.
Oh my god.
You about Tom versus Andrew. Over FaceTime till 3 a.m. But here I go again. Safer to dream through a screen in my...
I'm sorry.
Oh, that part.
I'm sorry. That part, you want to know what that last little bit, you know, that really made me think of, like, this?
I love the part where she talks about Andrew versus Tom on Spider-Man. Did you not hear that?
No.
Rewind that.
Wait, hold on. Before I do that, I need to speak on how, like, you want to know what this is really giving me?
What?
Like, it's giving me Toy Story.
Really? I can see that.
I say that because...
Spider-Man, like...
No, not even that. Just because, one, the way the beat is, two, the way she's talking, it's talking like she's saying, like, goodbye. Kind of like how Andy was saying goodbye to his toys.
I see this in, like, a team rom-com from by, like iCarly or...
Because, real fast, just as, like, a reference, just, like, to show you on, like, what I'm imagining right now... I just wanted to show you this.
Just make sure my microphone was plugged in because I just unplugged it by accident.
Okay, so Toy Story. I think it was 2. He got rid of his toys.
All right.
Here,
do you want to have it playing while we look this up?
Hold on. I think we should commentate real fast.
Okay.
Just as I look it up, I think it's like him going to college, right? What's it? How do you spell this?
No, you got it.
Andy?
Oh.
Wait.
Andy
Y. Andy Y, right? It's Toy Story 3.
Oh, when he's giving all his toys away?
Yeah, actually.
I kind of see that.
Where is it? It's this. So as that's going, I just want you to, like, look at this and, like, see.
Like, okay, yeah. I got you.
Did I lose it? I hope didn't lose it. Where is it? It's right here. Okay. Yeah. Wow, I remembered it by heart. Cool.
We rewind it too. You missed the part where they're talking about which Spider-Man is better.
Okay. All right. So you can play this.
Please watch the brand new Spider-Man.
Oh, right here.
Argue about Tom versus Andrew over FaceTime till 3 a.m. But here I go.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Safer to dream through a screen in my.
I love that chord.
Cause I always want what I can't have. I think that you're perfect.
Come on, look at it.
Yeah, I can see that.
A projection of who I want you to be. And what does it mean about me? If in the minute that you say yes, that's the same minute I second guess. Like I'm skin and bones with nothing in between.
Oh, wait, if it's really gonna match up. What did that what? Okay, I'm sorry. I see what you mean.
This makes me sad. Like it's like a good sad.
I bet in 2 months we would be done. It would be
do you hear that?
2 weeks of tears for a minute of fun. So there's nothing in the center. There's nothing in the shows except a boy playing a man. But here I go
this part.
Again.
Look how great it matches.
Because I always want what I can't have. I think that you're perfection on my path. You're probably a projection of who I want you to be.
The realization. It matches up so well. Beautiful.
It's not for me.
Shout out to MB Hole, everybody. She's a good musician.
That like, I don't know why it goes together.
Right? And by the way, if you can't see what we're doing on air, we're watching the part in Toy Story.
Where, like, Andy saying goodbye.
Thought it matched the song perfectly, and it really did. And it's, like, kind of funny. And that song was Spider-Man by MB Hold.
You know those songs where I'm like, you know what? Some songs I'm like, you know what? I don't really care for. You know those songs where I'm just like, you know what? His song's going on a playlist. And that's another one of these songs. Right. His song's going on a playlist,
guys. If that's
guys.
The case, let's stick with the one last song by MB Hold. I only picked two of her songs.
Okay. I don't know where that song is.
Let's find out. All right. Watch this. Ready? Kaboom. Wait. Nope.
We're
going to go through
okay.
it.
Okay.
I think it's the first one.
This?
Yes.
Oh,
let's go. I got it.
Good thing. I put it in mine. Yours. Mine. Okay.
I remembered.
We could play this. We could commentate or no commentate.
I think this one. Let's go. Let's let the air listen to this.
All right. Cool.
We will be right back, and you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, and this is Goo by MB Hope.
So I guess I couldn't lose you. Coffee.
Next time, I won't even call you back. Go call a cab.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako in Porcupine Soup breaks down how Governor Kathy Hochul's new budget proposal would affect schools in Greene County. They would see state funding drop by more than $2.8 million next year. Of the six districts in Greene County, only Greenville is in line for an increase in money. Governor Kathy Hochul's proposed $233 billion budget for fiscal year 2024-25 calls for a 2.4% increase overall in school aid, with $35.3 billion in all. But New York State Council of School Superintendents Executive Director Charles Diedrich said, and I quote, "The proposal would reduce by over $400 million the foundation aid level called for by the formula now in the law," end quote, which would reduce funding to most Greene County schools. Cairo Durham would see a 7.26% decrease, Catskill would see a 6.96% decrease, Coxsackie Athens would see a 0.29% decrease, Hunter-Tannersville would see a 26.37% decrease, and Windham Ashland Jewett would see a 20.03% decrease. Assemblyperson Charles Teague, a Republican from Schoharie who represents Greene County in the legislature, said, and I quote, "Governor Hochul's prioritization of housing migrants over our children's education is a perfect example of the dysfunction her administration continues to bring to New York," end quote. Other conservatives support the governor. Empire Center President and CEO Tim Harper said, and I quote, "Governor Hochul is telling it like it is. New York school aid and Medicaid spending are out of line with national norms, and raising income taxes again isn't the answer," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul and the state Democratic Party in the past 6 months has received at least $1 million in contributions linked to the real estate and development industries, according to recent campaign findings. Hochul has said she wants to build more housing, but has resisted calls for emboldened tenant protections. Democratic leaders in the state legislature are trying to pass additional tenant protections as part of a housing policy plan, while the real estate lobby typically opposes anything that could limit the number of evictions filed by landlords on renters. Hochul's campaign spokesperson Brian Linsmeyer said in a statement, and I quote, "Consistent with Governor Kathy Hochul's commitment to maintain high ethical standards, campaign contributions have no influence on government decisions," end quote. State Democratic Party Chair Jay Jacobs said on January 18th that, and I quote, "Contributions to the state party have never been a factor in legislation," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News has a video of the funeral procession in Hudson January 18th for Police Sergeant Christopher Philine, who died while on duty January 11, 2024. Philine was a Hudson police officer for more than 20 years and would have turned 52 the day after he died after a medical emergency. He has two brothers in the New York State Police. Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado attended the service at St. Mary's in Hudson. Police Chief Mashonda Franklin said, and I quote, "Senior Sergeant Philine's dedicated service to our department and city will be remembered, and his loss is felt profoundly by our community. His commitment to duty and selfless service left an indelible mark on those who had the privilege of working alongside him. He was an exceptional officer and will be greatly missed by all," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day,
and a nice weekend.
Perhaps I ran the accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to
Hello. Ooh, yeah, hello. Hello, everybody. So, my... excuse me. My coworker is not here. So, I'm going to use this opportunity to just have some alone time with me and you, you know? I'm just going to have a conversation on air live. Okay, you want to hop on? No, do it. Come on. Peer pressure. You came in this room. You knew what was happening. You knew we were on air. So, you know, we're just doing a little intermission here because our lovely sound engineer went to the bathroom. This is one of the youth from... Just say Clubhouse. Catskill Clubhouse. And we're on... Say that on the wall. Okay. But we are on Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, aka Catskill Hudson. I'm joined with one of the youth here. What's your DJ name?
JB.
And, you know, we're just chilling. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's a group of, like, drop-in centers is what they're called. But it's pretty much like a community center. Shaw doesn't know we're doing this. Our sound engineer, the guy who's, like, broadcasting, like, doing the broadcast, doesn't know we're doing this. This is a little sneaky sneak right now. But, yeah, I just wanted to take a minute to introduce to you some of the youth we have here. And it's pretty much, like... 11, we make exceptions if they're a little bit younger or older, to 18. Like I said, we make exceptions. It's not like a dead cutoff limit. And we're located, Catskill is on 455 Main Street. The Hudson location is a little bit different. Oh, look at this. He has walked back into the room, our sound engineer.
But I'll be my buddy.
Hi everybody, I'm back.
Hello, we're back. So I was just introducing everybody to one of our youth here. What? You seem shocked.
I was. Okay, so story time. I had to, as we took a song break, you know, I had to go to the bathroom and it was like for a couple minutes. I come back, and my lovely host and one of the youth are just sitting up here chilling, and my host has my whole, like mic stand, like, hey, something.
In my defense, the people here need live, genuine reactions. Like,
to
they
what?
They need organic. They need
me?
To see that, no, yeah, from you. They need to see that the Clubhouse is a very organic environment. See, it's a very goofy, fun place for anybody to come on by. You know, we have free food in the kitchen.
Oh my goodness.
We have free toiletries.
As you're playing, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
And we have fun here, as you can tell. We have
goodness.
Fun here.
What are y'all talking about as I was going? What are y'all talking about?
I mean, I did it first before he even came in, and then he came in, and then we just started chilling. I was like,
chilling, like,
yeah. He was a little too shy to do the intro.
Yeah.
So I had to cover it for him.
Okay.
He said
okay.
He his DJ name.
Oh, so you got, wait, what was his DJ name?
Oh my God.
You worked with your
guy? I feel so rude.
Wow.
I think DJ JJ?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
Anyways, did the intro without me, so let's do a proper intro.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM
WGXC, Agra Catskill
Hudson.
And today, we're just having a normal show. Besides that, you know, I hijacked it a little bit to introduce you to some of the youth.
Yeah,
see, I wanted them to see.
I would have done the
we're
same.
Just a nice, chill spot for youth, you know. Pretty much anybody can come on by. The age range is like 11 to 18, 19. But, like, we make exceptions if somebody's a little younger. You know?
Okay, so...
We just want to know that, like, the parents will be chill with them being around potentially, like, older kids. Because, like, I don't know. I get as a parent...
If I was a parent, I'd be a little...
Yeah,
shocked.
I wouldn't want, like, my 9-year-old hanging around with 17-year-olds.
My 9-year-old hanging out with 17-year-old and, like, is on radio.
You know? So, but we do make exceptions.
Yeah.
But we would like to talk to the parents of the child. We also do field trips, and if your child is underage, you just got to sign, like, a permission slip, like, in school, pretty much.
Oh.
And then, yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much what we are, and, yeah.
So, as of right now, we have about...
I'm actually really glad with how that played out. That played out really organic.
I think we have like 19 minutes, I think.
Bibbidi right? Skibbidi.
How do you want to break these songs apart, buddy? Do you want to pick random? I'll close my eyes and you can pick from and see if I like them.
Wait, what?
Huh? Okay, so what am I do?
Okay.
I'm going to close my eyes.
I don't want you to X one out by accident.
No.
Okay.
I'm not doing this. You're doing this.
Okay.
I'm going to close my
eyes. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to close my eyes. You can pick any of these.
All right. Tell me one.
Okay. One.
Okay. Right. Good song.
Okay. I'll let you play it. Oh, I know this.
But do you know this version? I picked the version that 2000 kids know.
Yeah, we got to play this. We got to let y'all hear this one, y'all. Don't love. Yeah, no commentation. We'll be back.
I didn't even realize I put on the Minecraft parody. I
my
tricked
childhood.
Him. I tricked him. I did. See, 2-for-1. Let's go. I'm a little trickster today.
I feel old now.
When did the original song come out?
The original song came out 11 years ago. 11 years ago. Okay.
I just had a mic drop.
Everybody. So,
that's crazy.
Can I say that's your birthday?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so, fun fact. My host. I'm sorry. I'm gobsmacked right now. Like I'm flabbergasted.
That is.
I'm flabbergasted right
Yo,
now.
Bro said gobsmacked and flabbergasted.
But like, his birthday's about to come up, right? So I get to hear you, Jake.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's about to be 18. I'm already 18. But like, seeing that this came out 11 years ago.
I know a Minecraft parody. Not even Minecraft itself.
This came out
Minecraft is older than the amount, like, a lot of kids
yeah.
that play it now, genuinely.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's really crazy.
I mean, I guess, like, SpongeBob is older than a lot of kids who watched it, so I guess the cycle continues, such is life.
I was, like, 7?
I know it came out in, like, the 2000s. Like, when did SpongeBob come out? You want to look that up?
Huh? What?
When did SpongeBob come out? You want to look that up?
Yeah, sure. I'll look that up.
What was that?
Just one of our adult staff.
Oh, okay.
Asking us a simple question. Okay, so... what am I looking up? When did SpongeBob come out?
Yeah. Because, like, SpongeBob now is old. That's crazy. Oh, yeah. I also had a Would You Rather question that I was going to ask you while you look this up.
Okay.
So, would you rather know any human language, like, even super old ones that you, like, have been forgotten? And, like, need to be transcribed? Or would you rather be able to speak to any animal?
Any language.
I think I'd speak to animals.
I'd say any language because I think about money. And that's sad to
say.
Oh,
money!
That's sad to say, but, like, I genuinely think about money. Think of it. If you know so many languages to the point where, like, even, like, the forgotten ones, you could read them, like, verbally.
Counterpoint.
Like, and you could really, like... understand them and read them to people. That's a lot of money you can make, and everyone needs a translator.
Counterpoint. Imagine the amount of technology we could develop from discussing with species that think in different ways.
Ooh.
Squids are pretty much as smart as humans, like octopi and
I
squids.
Feel like they would be really stuck up and they would they real like
no,
on
realistically
okay, okay
real,
realistically you're moving from.
Also SpongeBob came out in 1999.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
July 17th, 1999. Crazy.
So SpongeBob is over SpongeBob's 25.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
SpongeBob's 25.
Hey, I can. What, hey, yeah. I'm good at math. 1999. Add 1 year to get to 2000. And then it's 2024 right now. So 1
yeah.
plus 24,
yeah,
25.
Yeah.
See,
okay,
big
okay.
brain.
I forgot you're good at math. Minecraft came out in like 08. No.
It, like, the beta was out in, like, 2009, but, like, did it come out in 2011, I think?
I was about to say this.
Yo,
yeah,
whoa!
Yeah, but...
Look up the beta. If I get this right, then I'm
I know for a fact beta had to come out in, like, 08.
No, 2009.
It's one of them.
If I get this right, then I am the biggest nerd on the planet.
Okay, that's... Wait, no. That's just normal.
No?
came to the public. In
developmental 09. Release.
But
as
I was,
a developmental release on the forums. So that's beta.
Okay, I was close. I said 08. I was close. I said 08.
That's
I was
crazy.
Off by a year.
I knew exactly what year it was released to the public and when it started development. I'm a nerd, everybody. Welcome to our show.
Dang, how? Oh my god.
Minecraft
I've been
is now
Minecraft
16.
Since...
Wait. No, 15.
9, yeah, 15.
Minecraft 15?
We're older than Minecraft.
Yeah, but Minecraft is 15.
But we're older than Minecraft.
Yeah, I can see that. Minecraft came out when I was a little bit 2. That's crazy. No, that is wrong. Minecraft
what?
Came out when I was 5. I don't know how I messed
that
up.
Means
that
means I was...
It was in development when I was...
7?
It was in development when
no.
I was 3. It was stupid. Oh, my God. So, yeah, we're going to go into song.
You know, brain's tired, okay? We'll be honest. Brains are tired.
All my energy went into pranking our...
You know, I got bullied.
Oh, yeah, this song.
Okay.
3, 2, 1...
Lips, pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'm going mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland, sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Angels to fly. Ripped gloves, raincoat, tried to swim, stay float, dry house.
Trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Hey! been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me, family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write a song. I belong to you. You belong to me, my sweetheart. I belong to you. You belong to me, my
everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 9.7
FM,
WGXC, Anchor, Catskill, and
Hudson.
And if you don't know what we are, really fast, ready? We're Drop-In Center. Drop-In Center, like a community center, funded by Mental Health, Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Boom. Biggest explanation, as fast as possible.
And,
we're closing out. We only got 2 minutes left till 7. Then another program gets brought to you by Wave Farm. Don't know what Wave Farm is? Boom. Community radio station gives a bunch of radio stations to community workers in Acre, Catskill, Hudson, extended. Boom. Explanation done. We're running out of time, guys. I love you.
Yeah, love you. Yeah, we're out. Yeah,
that sounded weird in context, yeah, but yeah, it's true. Yeah, I love everybody who's listening.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, I forgot to mention, we're on 455 Main Street. It's kind of stupid of me not to give you where we are. Open. No, we're not gone. We're coming back to life. We're open 2 to 7 Monday to Friday. 100 years Clubhouse. From the daylight, running from the daylight, from the daylight, running from the daylight.